You're listening to SBS News.
August 11, convoy arrived, about 400. No equipment whatsoever. Just laid the men on the ground, gave them a drink. Very many badly shattered, nearly all stretcher cases.
That's an entry from the diary of Australian nurse Matron Grace Wilson, writing about the steady flow of patients arriving from the Gallipoli battlefront to a medical facility on the Greek island of Lemnos in 1915. It could hardly be described as a hospital, more a tent. Matron Wilson, who was the principal in charge, documented the difficulties she and her nurses encountered in a series of diary entries.
Tents were erected over them as quickly as possible. All we can do is feed them and dress their wounds. A good many died. It is just too awful. One could never describe the scenes, could only wish all I knew to be killed outright.
And some never made it off the island. 148 Australians and 76 New Zealanders are among others buried there in two Commonwealth War cemeteries on Lemnos. Liz Kados is an Australian of Limnian descent. She's a member of the Limnian Club in Sydney's southwest.
The local Limnians are proud that they are caretakers of these cemeteries and that they are immaculately looked after. And the island is dry and arid, but there is lawn, green lawn in these cemeteries. And you walk through and it's a very emotional experience to see the Australian gravestones and the names and thinking of those young men that travelled so far at a time, you know, when people didn't go anywhere. And there's just this sense of these guys, these people so far away and hoping that people sort of remember them.
Ms. Kados and other club members are part of a group of Australians that for years have worked to keep the memory of the Anzacs on Lemnos alive. Their persistence has paid off, with the federal government this year announcing $4.9 million in funding for a remembrance trail to be built on the island. Senior historian from the Anzac War Memorial, Hyde Park, Brad Manera, says it's a significant acknowledgement of a little-known part of Greek Australian history.
We have focused on battlefields. Very rarely do we try and preserve and interpret a logistics base or a support base for a campaign. Lemnos ticks all those boxes to our most important campaign, that on Gallipoli. And so to provide an interpretive trail to a space that was once a tented encampment, once the tents disappear, how do you understand how the island worked? So an interpretive trail is going to be vital if we are going to understand and interpret just how important the logistics base on Lemnos was.
Close to Turkey, Lemnos was the final departure point for the Australian landings at Gallipoli and also served as a major hospital base for injured soldiers. Between August and November 1915, more than 80,000 sick and wounded soldiers arrived in Lemnos to be treated or evacuated to other hospitals. Matron Wilson's great niece, Rosemary Dwyer, has collected photos, diary entries, and other information about her great aunt. Among many commendations, Matron Wilson was the first woman to be made a lifetime member of the RSL. She attempted to make conditions bearable for the injured on Lemnos and for nurses caring for them.
In August 1915, when Grace and the 3rd Australian General Hospital arrived, there was no equipment, no facilities were ready, and they were trapped on the boat in the harbour until things were a little more organised. But there were 150 wounded just lying on pebbles and rocks in the open, in the heat, and no provisions. And when the nurses finally did disembark, they used their uniforms for bandages, tore up their uniforms, gave the soldiers a lot of their rations. So it was very ill prepared.
For Matron Wilson, the war was also a personal tragedy, losing her younger brother after he was killed by a sniper at the Battle of Lone Pine. He was 25 years old.
She had 3 brothers, and her youngest, Graham, was in the Light Horse Brigade, and when Grace was en route from London to Gallipoli with the 3rd General Hospital, they called at Alexandria in Egypt for supplies, and she was told then that her brother Graham had been killed at Gallipoli. He was in the Light Horse Brigade and had been killed by a sniper at Lone Pine and had bled to death at only the age of 25. But after she arrived on Lemnos, she wrote to her mother that she could only be glad if he'd been killed outright and didn't suffer like she saw all the soldiers suffering on Lemnos.
Back at the club, President Con Havas recounts stories he was told as a child about the Anzacs. One is about how his ancestors tended to the bodies of the dead, providing a sense of dignity for fallen men such as Matron Wilson's brother.
Everyone would help them. When an Australian, whoever was dead, they would have them buried, ensure all was in order. They would give them poppies, the little flowers.
Rosemary Dwyer and 11 extended family members made a trip to Lemnos in 2015 for the centenary of the arrival of the first convoy. She welcomes this new federal government funding, saying there were few tangible reminders when she visited to indicate where her great aunt and the convoy had been.
We were sort of astonished when we arrived there that the local people and government officials and so on who we met understood the history and knew the history and knew who Grace was. So it was quite astonishing the level of understanding and the memories that had obviously been passed down through all the generations of the Lemnian people, who now many of them have come to live in Australia. So that's an important tradition and connection that will now be maintained forever.
While it can be easy and often preferable to forget humanity's painful moments, historian Brad Manera says it's important to remember.
I hope that there are lessons in remembering past wars when we look at going to war in the future. When you walk those windswept hills of Lemnos and you come across a Commonwealth War Cemetery with line after line of headstones, is there more poignant reminder of the tragedy of war?
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.